but a great many things. But I've been there, I can see it, kind of like a nervous magician waiting in the wings of a bad play where the heroes are right and nobody thinks or expects too much. And Hollywood's calling for the movie right, singing, hey babe, let's keep in touch. Hey babe,
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Democratic National Convention culminates with Vice President Kamala Harris making history, becoming the first black woman as the presidential nominee of a major party. It follows a week of rousing speeches and a re-energized party. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Chicago.
This excitement has been off the charts. We've seen these speakers just own this crowd. People talking about how it's been years since they felt so hopeful, how confident they feel, how excited they feel. And the down ballot candidates saying that they are feeling the effects already. Money coming in, new volunteers coming in.
Donald Trump campaigning in Arizona today, focusing on border security. The FDA has given the green light to updated versions of the COVID vaccine. New doses could be available in the coming week. Existing home sales rose 1.3% in July from June, snapping a four-month downward streak. And housing inventory also shot up as mortgage rates dipped from the record highs to the lowest levels in 15 months. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday, the Sauk County Board indefinitely delayed a vote on supporting a temporary pause on relocating refugees into the county. A resolution supporting a temporary pause and begging Governor Tony Evers to revisit his veto of a state Senate bill last year that would have established a procedure for negotiations between state and local governments regarding refugee placement was tabled indefinitely in an 18-8 vote. At Tuesday's meeting, five supervisors were absent. The vetoed Senate bill would have increased Wisconsin's compliance with federal law regarding refugee resettlement that was passed in 1980. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The sunshine just won't stop. And with those high temperatures hitting perfection in the mid-70s, it's making for a pretty pleasant day. We've got more sunshine on tap tomorrow with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees and a chance of a few spotty showers by night. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 78 degrees. 99.7.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's off your 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. We've got you caught for the news and the weather. Let's get back to the music with Huey Lewis and the News on Max FM.
best 90s and more.
Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday afternoon. As I'm sitting here saying what day it is, that reminded me the farmer's market was yesterday, and I missed it. Came in here because I had to let someone into the building, take care of some stuff, and then I totally didn't get over there. So if you're like me and you missed the farmer's market in downtown Baraboo yesterday, don't worry. You can get back there on Saturday. They'll be on the Courthouse Square, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The best thing to do is go over to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They will tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along the day before. And they're also, again, there every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Now, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, it is starting to warm up this weekend into next week. Saw some kids were going back to school already yesterday, and there's a lot of schools that start up next week as well. So, yeah, gonna warm up. It seems like that's almost appropriate. I can't believe we're towards the end of August already, you know. You got the whole pumpkin spice latte thing going on, and it's like, yeah, not my thing. For anyone that's curious, we've talked about that before. So, yeah, well, it's not that far away. Coming up, we will have a little bit of sports news by Chicago on Max FM.
Tomorrow. Max FM Sports.
The Packers and Ravens are wrapping up their joint practice on Netsky Field in Green Bay this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They'll get the day off on Friday, then meet in the preseason finale on Saturday at noon. Today's practice marking the end of training camp for the Packers. There's NFL action to open up the final weekend tonight. The Chiefs host the Bears, and the Bengals host the Indianapolis Colts. Brewers and Cardinals playing the rubber game of their series at Busch Stadium in St. Louis today. The Cardinals coming from behind last night with a Nolan Arenado grand slam to beat the Brewers 10-6. In 10 innings, the Brewers start the day a game behind the Phillies and two behind the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin's at Great Lakes. Beloit is at South Bend. And the next round of the FedEx Cup playoffs are here. Victor Hovland defending his title at the BMW Championship in Castle Rock, Colorado. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whisper in the words to melt everyone, but you stay so cool.
let's forget about it.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Money for nothing. Yeah. And the checks for free.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday afternoon. Can you handle another streaming service? Well, what if it is delicious? Chick-fil-A is launching a streaming service, and they've been working with Hollywood studios and production companies to create content. They're looking to showcase family-friendly content, mostly unscripted stuff like game shows and reality TV, but there's also room for scripted projects and animation. There's no word on when this might happen, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, why is Chick-fil-A involved in a streaming service? I get it. They want to do some advertising and things like that, but there's a lot of different streaming services out there already. I can just think of five off the top of my head, and I've subscribed to most of those, and then I'm thinking, I probably don't need to be subscribed to most of those because I don't get a whole lot of time to watch TV. The other night, I did actually get to catch up on something on Prime, which I have not watched in a long time, admittedly. Great time watching. But then I started thinking, do I need this one? Do I need this one? And saying, yeah, maybe. Then, of course, this morning, Wendy and I were catching up on one of our shows that we missed last night. So then, okay, now I have to have two of them. Yeah, it's hard to keep track of them. I mean, you know, I can see them saying, okay, it'll be free for a little while, and then they'll start charging for it. I know a lot of the prices are going up on those as well. So definitely keep an eye on those. I guess here's my reminder. Go and check to see which services you're subscribed to, and do you really need to still be doing those? So, yeah, there's my words of wisdom this afternoon. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by Community First Bank. Look at weather news by Matthew Wilder on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, August 23rd, the Culver Community Park will be hosting a concert in the park with Jeremy Horn. Jeremy's first single, First Love, and his debut album, Atmosphere, made the top 10 best-selling new releases in the praise and worship category on Amazon. Growing up with the sounds of James Taylor and Tom Petty, Jeremy spent most of his early years emulating the sounds and styles of pop culture. This concert will be on Friday, August 23rd from 6:30 until 8:30, and it's a free event. It's also time to go back in time with the Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village. This will be happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd to the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, and then 10 until 4 p.m. on Sunday. This event will take place at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society and Pioneer Village, and you can find all the details at rahspv.com. Visitors will have the opportunity to talk with mountain men, voyagers, and long hunters while also enjoying special exhibits, reenactments, and demonstrations. Food and music will be available on site, and the cabins and museums will be open for touring. Again, this is Friday the 23rd through Sunday the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And Downtown Portage will be hosting the Taste of Portage Market Fair for 2024. The event will feature live music, a car show, food, drinks, vendors, kids' activities, sidewalk sales, a half marathon, and a 5K run walk. All the details can be found at portagewi.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Circus World Museum. Step right up and experience the magic of the world's most enchanting circus museum. Marvel at dazzling displays of circus wagons. See live performances under the big top and immerse yourself in the thrilling exhibits of America's favorite spectacle. Open every day from 9 till 4 now through September 1st. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a 4-pack of tickets for just $46. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower and a low in the upper 50s. Maybe an early storm tomorrow morning, otherwise mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, warm and humid for the weekend, highs mid-80s to 90. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 76.
Playing
97.7 Max FM. We are wrapping up a 50-minute music hour. A little after 5, we'll have a look at the national news, local news, and look at weather. Here is Poison on Max FM.
Well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he's sinning. Yeah, yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam babe. Fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, and a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, cause I never meant the things I did. Give me something to believe in, if there's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in, oh Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve and they told me the news. Tried all night not to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror, mirror on the wall, see my smiling face again. I give me something to believe. Dark street, like bodies in an old bone grill. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus sings.
and give me something to believe in. Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Till the sun fell down, you kept it going.